There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. In Australia, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has welcomed the state government's new hate speech laws announced today, urging Parliament to pass the Crimes Amendment, Inciting Racial Hatred Bill 2025, swiftly. The bill makes it a criminal offence to publicly incite racial hatred, carrying penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines of up to $11,000. The bill also increases funding for programs aimed at combating hate crimes and promoting social cohesion. JBD President David Ossip has thanked the government for taking action, emphasising that the law gives police the tools to pursue those inciting racial hatred. Premier Chris Minns supports the bill, stating that racial hatred and anti-Semitism have no place in society.
The government has pursued these changes because we are very concerned about the rise of anti-Semitism in our community. We want to send an unambiguous and clear message that civic society and the New South Wales government oppose it in all circumstances.
The UK government's reviewing its funding to the UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, following claims made by freed hostage Emily Damari. She's claiming that while held in an UNRWA facility, Palestinian armed groups, including Hamas, misused the agency's sites. Damari also says her captors provided inadequate medical care, including an outdated bottle of iodine to treat her gunshot wounds. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's spokespersons confirmed the government would examine the findings of an UNRWA investigation into these concerning allegations. Number 10's also confirmed that all government spending, including UNRWA funding, is being reviewed to ensure it aligns with taxpayer priorities. The UK government stated it will await the investigation's outcome before making further decisions, following similar actions by the United States and Italy. Meanwhile, new data has revealed that the UK faced its second worst year for anti-Semitism in 2024, despite an 18% decrease in incidents from 2023. The Community Security Trust recorded over 3,500 anti-Semitic incidents linked to the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Each month in 2024, except December, saw over 200 incidents, with the worst months being January, February and March. The majority of incidents involve political or ideological motivations, particularly anti-Israel sentiment. Assaults and extreme violence rose, while property damage and threats decreased. School children were heavily targeted, and online anti-Semitism remained high. Holocaust rhetoric featured in 26% of the incidents, including denial and glorification. The CST's cautioned that anti-Semitism remains a deeply entrenched issue, warning of ongoing hate targeting the Jewish community. And in the United States, a 27-year-old man's been charged with attempted murder after shooting two Israeli visitors in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend. Mordecai Brathmans told authorities he mistakenly believed the victims were Palestinians and shot them from his truck while driving past. One suffered a shoulder injury while the other was wounded in his forearm. The shooting's being investigated amid a rise in anti-Muslim and anti-Semitic hate crimes in the U.S. since the war in Gaza began. Brathmans currently in custody facing two charges of attempted murder. One of the victims, identified as Ari Rive, was with his father when the shooting occurred. He spoke to WPLG Local 10, a local news outlet, about the shooting.
He put the window down from the driver's seat and just blasted them. Right next to his ear, because he was the driver, and him, he was holding his dad's head because he thought the dad got shot in the head.
This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.